Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey, presented by Betches Media. This is an exploration of all pop culture, from the classic reality TV moments of the past and present to the latest Daily Mail headlines and everything in between. We'll dive into all the infamous and notorious messes you can't stop watching. We're looking at you, Tom Sandoval. Folks, happy Friday. We did it. We made it through another week. This is So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey. This is your pal, Ryan, and this is a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion part three recap. We have made it through another season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, season 13, and it ends with a whimper. This was a very anticlimactic episode because Sutton and then Garcelle leave as soon as Kathy Hilton takes the stage. I mean, it kind of lets the air out of the bag. I mean, all of this anticipation building up, and you really would have wanted Sutton and Garcelle there for Kathy to fight with Sutton potentially, and then, of course, for Sutton and Garcelle to talk about Kyle's relationship with Mauricio and Morgan Wade. So we got a little piece of the story. I mean, some of it was fascinating, but we'll always kind of wonder, what if? What if they had been out there? Would we have gotten more information potentially? Like I had told you weeks ago that Kyle was going to step right up to the edge of the cliff, but not hop off. She was going to go right to the precipice, but not dive into the lady pond fully. So it left us with more questions. Obviously, we'll see in season 14 and, you know, very conveniently, Buying Beverly Hills season 2 starts next week on Netflix, where we will get Mauricio's side of the story. We'll have a lot of information from Mauricio's side in regards to the dissolution of his marriage with Kyle Richards. You know, the thing with Beverly Hills is that it was fine. There was a lot of filler in this episode. But I think, you know, unfortunately, it also aired on the same night as the Love is Blind season 6 reunion over on Netflix. Now, there were a lot of questions unanswered on the Love is Blind reunion, but if you compare the two, I thought the Love is Blind was way more exciting to watch. One of the big complaints of the Love is Blind is reunion that Chelsea and Jimmy, their relationship status was not clarified. But if you actually poke around the internet, she did an interview with Access Hollywood where she said her and Jimmy are friends now. They're very close, but they are just friends as of now. Who knows? But I got to say, this was such a great season of Love is Blind. It really got me back into watching that show. I just thought sometimes there are certain casts that make it worth your while to watch. And this was that. I mean, the Trevor scene was mind-blowing, of him coming out and then him asking to leave the stage, facing the music, sort of. You know, AD and Clay, I mean, just really, really very interesting. You know, Jeremy and Taylor Ann, you know, clarifying their relationship status. I thought it was really exciting compared to the Beverly Hills reunion. And that's unfortunate because I believe Bravo is really the home of reunions, and other people have copied their format since. And that's what we saw with Love is Blind. And I think in this case, Love is Blind exceeded my expectations, whereas Beverly Hills did not exceed my expectations. What did you guys think of the Beverly Hills reunion? Anyways, we'll get into all of that. Before we start, though, I also want to let people know this is part one. There's going to be two parts today. Part two, we have Kirby Johnson, who gives us boots on the ground at the Justin Timberlake concert last night, where NSYNC made their triumphant return. They sang four songs. She gives us, like I said, boots on the ground coverage. Really fun. But also, it'll include a full breakdown of the mid-season trailer for Vanderpump Rules, and also the trailer, the second trailer for The Valley, Jax Taylor's return to Bravo that will be airing next week directly after Vanderpump Rules. So we have part two of this episode today, which I think this is just, it is just wall-to-wall enjoyment. This is wall-to-wall entertainment. Are you guys good? Did the week treat you well? I hope it did. If it did not, let's laugh together today. Let's be silly. Let's try to make some jokes. Hopefully, maybe we'll make a deeper point. I doubt it, but we'll see. If you want more, go over to the Patreon, patreon.com/sobaditsgood. I'll be doing a Summer House recap of tonight's episode over there tomorrow. We also will be doing a Q&A episode. And if something bites my butt, I don't even know if that's really a phrase, I might do a recap of the Love is Blind reunion, or maybe start doing Seeking Sister Wife recaps because I really love that show, but we'll see how I feel. It has been a long week. Wednesdays and Thursdays are my big day, and I've been going kind of from thing to thing. So I'm really excited. This is my last podcast of the day, and then I edit it and put it out together and stuff. And then tomorrow is just Patreon episodes. So I made it through another week, and I hope you guys have made it through yours. But I hope you're all good out there, and I hope you have like the best weekend ahead of you. So let's dive in, shall we? I also want to thank Juliana Carosa, who took all of the notes on Beverly Hills this season, and she's just so damn great. I got to actually talk to her on the Patreon last week on a Summer House episode, and that was so fun for me. And I know Juliana, like myself and some of you guys, we're sick and tired of Beverly Hills because there are so many unanswered questions, and Kyle is just dancing around, like just like a young Paula Abdul, dancing around these questions. And the thing is, we love Kyle. I think that's the frustration too. And there's one part in the reunion where Kyle's like, it's none of anybody's fucking business. But the sad thing is, in a normal situation in real life, yes, absolutely, 100%, Kyle, I stand with you. But then you factor in, wait a sec, you're on a reality television show where it unfortunately, and I'm going to whisper this, it is our business. That's like the format of the show. And we've spent so many seasons finding everybody else's business when they've got the hot potato, but now you do. And that's why, you know, it's kind of our business because you collect the paycheck and all of that stuff. I get it in principle. I get how much she protects her family and her personal life, but what a shitty job to choose if you were going to choose to do that. And also, Kathy Hilton, lover or hater, what a character. I mean, this is a dynamic character. I mean, this is old Hollywood. I mean, this really truly makes you believe in the mafia of Hollywood. And I say that as a compliment. So this is the summary the cable company gives us. The reunion concludes with a surprise appearance from Kathy Hilton, whose presence draws mixed reactions from the ladies. That's a nice way to say that Sutton almost dies. Sutton, Also, I want to let people know, I've been reminding people of this, is that these imitations I do are not meant to sound directly like them. Sutton is Foghorn Leghorn, if you haven't figured that out yet. And I'm aware that that is not how Sutton's... I got a couple DMs this week really going into the lineage of Sutton and how it is definitely not that kind of accent. I was like, yeah, you're completely 100% right. That is 100% not the accent that Sutton actually has. So I want to let people know that I understand. Also, man, that Vanderpump Rules recap, if you didn't listen, by the end of that, I was torn. I'm a tortured man when I talk Vanderpump. I mean, you know, too much skin in the game, which is just sad. That's sad. What a sad, pathetic statement for this man to make, but truly, and I just, it's, you know, I want more Joe. I want more Billy Lee. I mean, truly, those are the things, like my eyes light up because it's such an interesting dynamic to see new kooky characters where you're like, oh man, like you really should have thought this through, especially with certain types of personalities before you go on reality television, or you've got to have the thickest skin imaginable to go into reality television. Like, listen, if you do anything in any sort of public eye, even this podcast, you will be up for certain aspects of your personality to be made fun of. You will endure humiliation. You will endure some of the meanest comments that you possibly can get. But I mean, there's a lot of great things that come with it too. So I hope Joe specifically enjoys some sort of joy from this. I hope she just didn't do it in order to eventually be with Schwartz one day, because I don't think that's in the cards, unfortunately. I'm so sorry, Joe. So sorry. So anyways, Andy with the voiceover, tonight, the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion concludes. Oh my God, nipples immediately hard when I hear Andy say concludes. I'm like, oh yes, the end of the journey. Just to remind you, we are at the Culver Studios in Culver City, California. Reunion day, part 3. Andy, we pick back up where we left off last week. And he's like, so Freddie, which remember Freddie, Freddie Mellencamp, she used to be a friend of on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Anyways, Freddie commented on your drinking. She said, Sutton, you carried vodka in your purse. And Sutton's like, well, yeah, carried vodka in my purse. Huh. And Andy's like, what was she doing? Your dirty work, Kyle? And Kyle's like, absolutely not. And Sutton's like, well, you could have said, no, she doesn't, Freddie. No, she doesn't carry vodka in a purse. And Lisa's like, well, Kyle's like, listen, I did not say anything. And there's things that I could have said and I did not. So how about that? And Sutton's like, well, listen, but it's the insinuation. And Kyle's like, I didn't say that. And Sutton's like, well, it's understanding your responsibility in the insinuation. You know, you got to understand this at some point, Kyle. Kyle, you have been relentlessly mean to me. Sutton, in her actual voice, started to sound in that, sounded like Cartman from South Park. Kyle, Kyle, hey, Kyle. Anyways, Kyle's like, where have I been mean? And Erica's like, no, I don't think so. Erica kind of been like, I'm fucking mean. What are you talking about with Kyle? And Sutton's like, well, as Denise would say, watch the show. Watch the show. You have done mean jabby jabs at me all season long. And Kyle's like, oh my God. Well, yes, you have, Kyle. Where did it start? Well, and if you can't take responsibility for it, where did it start, Sutton? Well, it's going to make me insane. And Kyle's like, why don't you shut up sometimes and listen? And Sutton reacts of like, zoinks? Huh? What'd you say to me? And this is where we get the Peacock version of this added a couple of new scenes. I always crack up at the new scenes. Like, Beverly Hills last night wasn't strong enough for there to be a director's cut, where I'm like, you should have just kept in these scenes. This is one of them right now from the Peacock director's cut of last night. So the scene starts with Kyle in this new scene. It's like, for someone who has lost someone, where was the compassion, Sutton? And Sutton's like, well, I could have been a better friend to you. I'm sorry. And Kyle's like, when you said in that church in Spain, we flash back to 7 months earlier where Sutton's like, well, I'm sorry. I could have been a better friend. And Kyle's like, you have been a good friend. It's okay. And they're saying, I love you. They're holding each other. And Kyle's like, I said, yes, you were, because I felt bad and we were in a house of God. So I was like, I'm going to forgive her. So were you faking it? I wanted to forgive you, Sutton, and move on. But it was extremely hurtful at that dinner party to sit there and be grilled about my marriage. Well, I didn't say anything about your marriage. I was just asking questions. I was Fancy Drew. I was, Kyle, Fancy Drew. Listen, it is so funny of Kyle thinking that's grilled. Like, that wasn't even close to getting grilled. We have seen people be on the hot seat in scenes. And I did not think that was being grilled. But I think potentially the psychological issues that Kyle was going through in regards to everything going on in her life, maybe it made it feel like she was being grilled. And also because Kyle usually is not in the hot seat like that. So maybe a little goes a long way with Kyle, if that makes. And then that's the end of that little scene. And Andy's like, all right, well, where do you two go from here? That's the question. And Kyle's like, I love Sutton. I really do consider her my friend. That's why it hurt me so much. And it may take some time, but I don't see it something that we can't fix. And Sutton's like, well, we're going to be fine, me and Kyle. And I think we both know that in our hearts. Kyle's like, yeah, see, then I'll start to get a little teary because I miss her so much. And Kyle's like, I told her I miss talking to her too. And I'm like, okay, sure. Well, that's why I was so confused. I think I just wanted support from everybody at that time instead of feeling on the defense. It also just goes to show you how this cast is not really that close, or they're close in weird ways. You know, it's more like coworkers than it is friends, which can still hurt your feelings. But it just goes like Kyle didn't have a relationship really with Sutton at this point. Kyle was on the outs with Dorit at this point. And, you know, it's very interesting to then come into like an elevated HR meeting to check everybody's performances for the year. And then he's like, all right, well, maybe you should hug it out. And Kyle's like, I can hug it out. And so, I mean, what is this, preschool? Like, what is it? Shake hands? Like, good game, good game. Like, Andy, what are you telling people to get up and hug? Well, anyway, Sutton's like, well, if I can stand, you know, hold me up. Like, Sutton really does have a balance issue. Like, come on, I got to get on up there. Don't let me fall. Oh, Jesus, come on. I say, well, I'm sorry about everything. I am. But also the, you know, help me up. I mean, listen, we obviously know that Sutton was not feeling well that day as to what's to come, but Sutton has had balance issues all season. So I do think that she deals with something like that on a daily basis. So anyways, they're hugging and Kyle's like, one more hug, one more. Don't make out with me, please. You know, and Sutton's like, well, I'm not going to make out with you. That's the reet. And Andy's like, all right, well, I'm going to leave it there. We're going to take a break and then we're going to bring your friend out. And Andy is in his earpiece to the producers. Okay, so what are we waiting on? Is Kathy coming? And we flash over to Kathy. She is just getting dressed and ready. She's leaving the trailer. Everybody's taking her photos. Kathy over here. Give me sexy. Give me glamorous. Oh, perfect. Gorgeous. Thank you. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Andy back on set to the producers. Wait, we're standing by to mic Kathy? Kathy's not mic'd? Okay. And Kyle's like, well, I guess we should wrap it up then. Bye. And Erica's like, well, you know, I'm really feeling like we need to go. And Kyle's like, I haven't even cried. Well, then, we can't leave until you do. I'm Erica Jane. And Kyle's like, fuck. And Andy's like, well, you're about to cry. And Erica's like, oh, shut up. And Andy's like, you're about to. And Kyle's like, Andy. And Garcelle's like, was Kathy supposed to be a surprise? And Kyle's like, yeah. And Garcelle goes, oh. Sutton, by the way, if you see this, she has her legs up against like this, whatever the coffee table thing is. And she's bouncing her legs like they're out in front of her horizontally. And she's like vibrating them up and down. So she's doing this on purpose, but it just goes another thing to show you probably something was going on in her body. So she's shaking her legs violently right here. The producer goes, okay, we're ready to go. And Sutton's like, well, oh gosh, well, this is hot up here. I'm uncomfy up here. And the producer to Anna Marie says, hey, we'll have you move next to Crystal, Anna Marie. And Anna Marie's like, oh, great. Okay. And Andy's like, here she comes, everybody. The Grand Dame of Beverly Hills. Karen Huger is screaming somewhere. Kyle is on her phone recording Kathy's entrance. And Sutton's face is like, zoinks. Like, even though we know Kathy's coming out, Sutton's like, Sutton would make a great silent film star. And Kathy's like, hello. I thought you were all Kyle. And Andy goes, no, not Lisa Vanderpump. And everybody's joking. Kyle gets up to kiss Kathy and hey, I texted you back when I woke up. And Kathy goes, guess what time I went to sleep? And Kyle's like, 4 o'clock. We know Kathy is infamous for a late night. Yeah, she's working the phones at night. She's up. Kathy sits in between Kyle and Erica, and Erica's like, you're so sparkly. How are you? Erica immediately kissing Kathy's ass. And he says, Kathy Hilton, welcome back to the last place we thought we would see you again, sitting next to your sister at the reunion stage. And everybody laughs. Great to see you. And Kathy goes, thank you. It's great to see all of you. And Andy's like, and I see that you were holding a crystal as well. And Kyle goes, I brought an extra one for us to have, you know, to have to share. Kyle has a fucking rock farm sitting with her on this couch. Like, literally, just like knickknacks and stuff. I'm like, are we doing a geology expedition? Like, it's just a rock farm. And Garcelle's like, oh, that's so sweet. And Andy goes, Kathy, how does it feel to be back and be back sitting next to Kyle? And Kathy's like, It feels really good. I believe things happen for a reason, and I'm here. Of course, I wanted to see everybody, and I'm here to support Kyle. And Kyle's like, I'm happy you're here. And he goes, Kathy, have you seen the show this season? And Kathy goes, oh, I watch all the clips. And Dorit's like, ooh. And then he goes, oh, you watch all the clips. Okay. And Kyle's like, yeah, on the interweb, the Instagram. And Kathy goes, the interweb. And Andy's like, okay, you didn't watch the show, but you saw the clips. You know, by the way, Kathy does scroll Instagram, so she probably watched it all on there. Kathy goes, no, I don't watch anybody's show, but I actually watch What Happens Live. I like it because it goes by so quick. Everybody laughs, and Andy's like, oh, okay, well, yeah, I guess it does. You know, I'm glad the two of you are doing better now, but Kyle and Kathy's relationship has been under the microscope since day one. And just last season, Kathy appeared to close the door on their relationship together, but Kyle couldn't help but notice that some people here continue to blow in whatever direction Kathy and the wind from her box fan would take them. Watch. This is also the moment where I was like, why don't we have Kim? Like, Kim was actually on episodes this season. Would have been a really magical moment to have all three of them on the couch together. I would imagine the offer was sent out and maybe it was rejected, because what a moment. Kim was actually on this season. And I think all three of them, I mean, some of, you know, I thought even some moments, me being in a very unfeeling person, I still, you know, I felt something when Kyle and Kathy were, you know, crying with each other. And I thought it would have even been more powerful with Kim out there, all three sisters together. Anyways, we go into a flashback montage of all kind of explaining the issues with Kathy over the past year. We even flashback to last season when Kyle is talking to Kathy and saying, like, that night you were screaming at me in front of everybody, it really hurt and embarrassed me. I have to keep people like that at arm's length to protect myself, blood included. We get a flashback to last year's reunion with Kyle telling Kathy, why are you upset with me right now? Because I got upset. And Kyle's like, just say it. Why are you?
Because you're acting like a martyr, Kyle. Like it's just you.
We flashback to Kyle's therapy session from this year, talking about not speaking with Kathy. We flashback to the scene with Kim in Kyle's kitchen. Kyle telling Kim she just gets so mean. She can't handle the meanness. Flashback to last year's reunion again, where Kyle and Kathy are fighting. Then we flashback to Kyle's kitchen again. Kim saying, Mom never wanted this kind of stuff. And, you know, she was all about us sticking together. Friends come and go. People come and go. But family stays. And Kyle going, I'm scared to let her back in. And then we have a flashback with Sutton coming in. Well, you're mad about me, about the Kathy thing, Kyle. And Kyle's like, that hasn't even registered with me. Sutton in a talking head going, well, if she admits she's angry with me for being friends with Kathy, that means she doesn't like Kathy. I'll say, this is a love triangle gone awry. And then a flashback to that THC dinner where Kyle exploded. You can go fuck yourself because you know the truth. You've had your own situations with her, Kathy, and you don't want to speak up because you don't have the balls. Well, I can tell everybody what Kathy did. And Kyle's like, oh, no, because you have to kiss ass in public. Well, Kathy did not like that I did not stick up for her in the press. I say. So she called me and she yelled at me. She yelled at me, you know, and I told Kyle, I see what you've experienced, Kyle, with Miss Kathy. And Kyle's like, yeah, but you were real quiet that day when we were all together the last time, weren't you? Stomping off. Erica then in a talking head.
Some women in this group fear Kathy because she holds the access to something they want. She can lock you out of Beverly Hills.
Meanwhile, all of the ladies, we get to see them watching this live in little boxes. Kathy at this moment leans into Erica and goes, oh, that's hysterical. Oh, God, they're scared of me. They should be. Erica continues in a talking head.
She can lock you out of the parties and lock you out of social standing. I don't really care if I get invited to any of your Christmas parties or if I'm not on your list.
She holds out the list.
List.
Another flashback to Kyle's THC dinner. Like, I'm like, this is so many flashbacks, you guys. Garcelle going, how did you feel about us being friends with Kathy? And Kyle's like, I would like to feel like you guys aren't sitting around talking about me. So I feel like you guys have your own relationship. And Garcelle's like, no. And Kyle and I talking head, I get it. You want to be friends with Kathy. Do I think it's because she has a lot of parties? Ha ha, I do. They flash a photo of Crystal with Kathy, one of Crystal, Sutton, Garcelle, and Kathy. Now we're coming back live, and Garcelle's just shaking her head like, ugh, don't go up this tree. Come on. And he's like, all right. Well, we'll get to you two coming together. But Erica, you said some women in this group fear Kathy because she holds the access to something they want. Yeah, they want that Rick Hilton dick. Yeah. No. She can lock you out of parties of Beverly Hills or lock you out of or lock you out of social groups. And Kathy laughs, goes, oh, God, be careful. No, actually, I saw that and I played it several times. I sent it to people. It was so funny. But, you know, everybody's laughing, but there's a lot of nervous laughter besides Kathy, who's just laughing uproariously. She's like crying to her. And I was like, oh, I needed this. I'm laughing from my diaphragm. I'll kill you. I'll kill all of you. And he's like, Erica, who do you think is most afraid of her in this group? You know, Erica, but she's probably just trying to get her legs not to shake.
Well, she's Beverly Hills, and she sets that standard. There are a lot of women. You don't want to run crossways with this one.
And then he's like, right. Yeah, Erica Jane being all kissy-assy now after last season. And also, I mean, I wish Kathy had a longer memory because remember it was like Erica's publicist that like, I mean, there was like a lot of shit talked against Kathy by Erica. I think Kathy, it's very interesting, but you know, there's like this legend of Kathy Hilton where we almost give her power, more power than she potentially even has. And also Kathy, if you're listening, somebody else wrote that. I'm just reading lines. No, I'm joking. I love you, Kathy. Suddenly Sutton at this point, though, like Sutton right now, right at that moment, Sutton falls back on the sofa and she's like, whoa, 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 whoa. I'll say, whoa, whoa, whoa. And he stops talking and looks over. There's a quick shot of Kathy Hilton and she looks like she's strangling the air, kind of like Darth Vader in the beginning of Star Wars to one of the Imperial, that she's like, We find out that Kathy Hilton is clairvoyant. She's a mutant and she is able to just knock people over. No, but it is weird, the timing of this. Like, we're talking about who should be scared of Kathy Hilton. What does she do? What's her deal? And then we hear, whoa, whoa, and Garcelle's like, are you okay? And Kyle's like, what's wrong? And Kathy's like, what's wrong? And she again, everybody's jumping up, but Kathy and Erica just sit there. What's wrong? Anna Marie jumps up. Anna Marie, sit down. We're good. You're a nurse anesthetist. We're good. And he's like, what's wrong? Do you want some water? And Drew's like, this is making me nervous. And Kyle's like, oh God, what's wrong? And he's like, you're shaking. You're shaking. You know, Kathy like, the camera focuses in on Sutton's hand. It's just bouncing around. And everybody's like, call somebody. And Sutton's like, well, I don't want to lay down. And Andy's like, I know you're shaking though. You're shaking. Focus, like medics come in, they have these medical bags, and Erica's like,
I don't think this is a good, I don't know, come on.
And Garcelle's like, well, she was saying she was hot a lot. And Kathy, sitting down, she's like, it's a hot flash, you're 49 years old, it's bound to happen. Like bringing menopause into the game. This is like cold shit, man. This is the Godfather. Like, oh, well, have you checked menopause? Oh. Are you getting your monthly visitor sudden? Like, it's just so bizarre. And the medic's like, well, we're going to put this on your arm. And the women are just still standing around her. Do you feel nauseous? And son's like, well, I got a little scared. And Kathy's like, why? Like, you know, why? Why would you be scared? And Anna Marie's like, you're okay. And the medic's like, your blood pressure's high. And Anna Marie's like, we should call like 911. There's medics there, Anna Marie. And the medic's like, well, I think you should get checked out. I don't think it's necessary to call 911. The medic's like, you're a nurse anesthetist. What are you talking about? Also, did anybody check on Sutton's esophagus? It could have closed up. Like Anna Marie's like, it's her esophagus, everybody. Help. It's her esophagus. Close her large esophagus. Anyways, they're like, we can take you to urgent care or to a hospital if you feel that's necessary. Kathy is so unfazed, pulls out her phone, starts scrolling. Like, I almost wonder if she was like, you know, like taking selfies, like, here's me on set. Everything's fun here. Erica says to Kathy,
how you been, girl?
And Kathy pauses and thinks, she's like, good. I love the holidays so much. And I felt like I didn't get to enjoy it enough. You know, I didn't. I mean, this is all still going down 5 feet from Kathy. Dorit and Kyle are sitting up focusing on Sutton, and Erica continues with Kathy.
Is your tree still out? Do you still have your stuff up?
And Kathy's like, oh, I just took it down.
Oh.
And Anna Marie's like, well, why don't we just get her to lay down and then we'll get them to get her. And so we're going back and forth on this and like, you know what? Why don't you go to your dressing room and lay down there? And Sutton's like, well, I don't have sturdy feet. And Kyle yells out to everyone, can we get her slippers? And Kathy to Erica is like, does she have a problem with her legs? And Erica's like,
she has neuropathy. She takes medicine.
And Kathy's like, well, I don't understand what that is.
It's your nerves. It's things like pins and needles.
Oh, it's kind of neurological. Now, Sutton is standing with her slippers on. She's like, oh, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be okay. And Crystal's like, can someone walk with her? Her blood pressure is very high. That's as high as mine was on the cast trip. And Garcelle's like, I got her. And Sutton's like, well, that's scaring me, y'all. Garcelle's holding her hand, helping her out of the studio. Anna Marie helping her on the other side. Kyle yells, Sutton, you're going to be okay. I'll stay behind here with my rocks. And everybody's just going, you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. And Erica to everybody, she's like,
I feel like she lost consciousness for a hot second.
Kathy just intensely scrolling on her phone. The medic is walking with Sutton and is like, do you feel better? Do you feel okay? Well, yeah. It looks like you're shaking less. Well, I got scared. Does anybody ask a fucking follow-up question in these sets? Why did you get scared? Medic. You ask, even if you're a medic, well, why'd you get scared, Sutton? Well, I don't know. That Kathy, she evil. She sent me a dead bunny. I woke up and it was in my bed. I say, Kathy to Kyle says, well, I was about to go after her next, referring to Sutton. I was about to. I think she knew it. Kathy to Erica goes, it's a good way to get out of being here, right? Am I right? And Erica's like,
shut up. Shut up. But you're right. You're right.
And they both laugh very hard. Like that is, I would love to ask Sutton about that moment. And Kathy goes, exactly, exactly. So that is Kathy Hilton, ladies and gentlemen. Like, and we will always never know what we could have seen in that moment. We will never know what Kathy could have done to Sutton. Like, do you want to fuck with me? Come at me. Well, I didn't say that, Kathy. Come at me. Do it. Yeah, you think you're tough, motherfucker? Come at me. My husband runs Hilton Highland, bitch. Anyways, now we're in Sutton's dressing trailer. And, you know, Sutton's like, well, can I get a little something to eat? And they're like, sure, have another banana. Well, I just had a banana. Come on. And the Garcelle's like, eat another banana. And the producer is pouring her something to drink. And he's like, well, I know this isn't ruby red grapefruit juice, but it's a bottle of vodka. No, hands her some orange juice. And the producer's like, you're going to be okay. We got you. And Sutton sighs like, oh, okay. I will say it is really disappointing. I was watching the new season of Survivor last night. And they had to take somebody out of the game for a medical issue. And this is why I say housewives have turned into Survivor in a lot of ways. Like, we're literally taking people out of the game. Like, we don't see Sutton for the rest of the episode after she leaves. She doesn't come back into the game. She clocks out for the rest of the season. It's like a crushing loss. It's what I imagine if you watch a sports game and somebody breaks their whole ankle off and they get like wheeled off the field. And this is what that is. It's just, it's a bummer. It kind of lets all the air out. So you'll get one side, but you have no dissenting side to argue against anything that is said from this point on. So you got to imagine Sutton was scared of Kathy or the situation, or had worked herself up so much. But in the end, Kyle has to be really relieved because she only has to deal with Kathy now and not Garcelle and Sutton. Anyways, Erica is going,
everybody's PTSD, the putsta and trauma.
And Andy's like, that's a reunion first. And Dorit's like, she just dropped over.
I know. I saw the same thing.
And Andy's like, okay, so ladies, I know that we all want her to get better. And I'm like, do we? I think that the best thing for her is to lay down and be taken care of. And Kathy's like, yeah, take a break for a minute. Sure. And Andy's like, okay, I just want to keep talking. We'll get to you two coming together, but I want to go back through. Erica, you said some of the women in this group fear Kathy, and Kathy starts laughing again. Well, Kyle's not afraid of anybody. Not even you, Andy. Not even you. And Erica goes,
look, as an outsider, I'm an outsider looking in because it's not my social group.
And Kathy goes, right, let me say this. You don't care, Erica. You don't give to, you know, even when you were married and things were, you know, but you don't care. And Erica's like,
yeah.
So Kathy here now, it's mutual ass kissing at this point because Kathy doesn't have to do it. But Kathy's like, I appreciate your ass kissing. I will raise your ass kissing and give you a mutual ass kissing and say that you don't care. I will do that for you. We get a flashback to the 2022 reunion where Erica goes,
I see Kathy coming from the dance floor. She says, the DJ's an old fucking bleep and walked off.
And Kathy goes, anyone who knows me knows that I don't talk like that. And Erica's like,
and anyone who knows me knows I'm not lying.
Two things can be true at once, but also I think Erica has lied in the past. And I think Kathy probably has talked like that or talked in a certain way. I always think Kathy and these types of people with wealth and power, it's like the Kris Jenner of it all, who I use always as my prime example, will never be able to truly see how they operate behind the scenes. You know, Kris isn't out there doing billion-dollar deals just in how we see her as like, Art Vandelay. No, like, Kris is an operator. We call them the operators. Like, they move mountains, and they never really let us see how they really do business. They present a certain facade. Kris, I mean, obviously the best at it, but obviously Kathy is one way behind the scenes and one way in certain other situations. Anyways, we're back to the present, and Erica to Kathy goes,
I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
So now it's like a buddy cop routine. And Kathy goes, oh, but I mean, and Erica's like,
I will say this. She can pick up the phone and make things happen in a very graceful way.
By the way, Erica, you should have picked up the phone and had her help you with Bet It All on Blonde. And then Crystal, by the way, jumps in and goes, hey, I totally agree with Erica. Kathy is a powerful person. She is Beverly Hills. Exactly. And Kyle is wide-eyed looking from Erica to Crystal going like, oh my God, you're such kiss asses. Ah, man. Ah. And that's got to be wild for Kyle to see everybody just fall in line around her sister. And Kathy goes, but do you think there's anybody that we know that thinks like that? I mean, can you see me? And Crystal goes, yeah, I do. And Erica's like,
I do. I don't think they can admit to you.
And Annie goes, you mean in this group? And Crystal's like, yeah. And this is where we actually have a new scene in the Peacock extended. So Andy says, you know, it's interesting because you were here and Lisa Rinna was right here. It was not pretty. And we flash back to that. And Kathy going, you are the biggest bully in Hollywood, Lisa. And everyone knows it.
I saw the devil. You're a fucking monster.
And Kyle's like, please, you guys, come on. Back in this, Andy goes, and then you and I were on Watch What Happens recently, and you said that Lisa Rinna sent you flowers. The two of you had a long phone call. What did that conversation entail? And Kathy goes,
well, she sent me beautiful flowers. It was lovely, lovely note.
What did the note say?
Well, I would like to do some healing, and, you know, I don't want to, that's between us. And then somebody extends that olive branch, and you know you've got them by the balls.
No. He's like, that's nice. That's nice. And what is the status of your relationship with Lisa, Kathy?
Well, oh no, to Kyle. And Kyle's like, well, I didn't, obviously, after that happened, I kept my distance, you know, and she did too. And I bump into her and she's always nice. She's a great bagger at the local Trader Joe's and she'll send me a funny meme sometimes.
So Kathy, how did you feel leaving last year's reunion? Did you think this was it for you and Kyle? And Kathy's like, I mean, never.
My relationship with my sister is more important than any TV show ever. Unless it was Vanderpump Rules. I mean, Kyle, think about it. Have we ever had a blow up like that? I mean, the press will say certain things.
And Kyle's like, not to that degree, no.
And Kathy's like, if I had a count and I will hide my fingers.
Kathy, like doing like a David Blaine, David Copperfield trick. She's like,
I'm going to hold up my fingers behind this hand. And she holds up three fingers, hiding it from Kyle. She's like, I'm going to hold up how many fingers we've had huge blowups in our life. And if you get it right, I'm going to give you a big old baked potato stuffed with caviar. Okay, let's play.
No, she's like, well, in all of our life, have we had a fight? How many times?
Come on. Give me a guess, Kyle. And Kathy's like, well, they make it like, oh, we had to fight this. We had to fight that. They're always fighting. And Andy's like, oh.
And Kyle's like, well, I mean, I think three big fights.
And Kathy's like, see, what did I have up? Three. I had three fingers behind my hand. You win, Kyle. Were you amazing?
And Kathy's like, I mean, we're sisters. You know, that happens in families. It does. Which is just very funny watching Kathy navigate questions.
but also the return of Lisa Rinna. Hey, did you miss me this season? I was so busy canning Harry's Bolognese and dressing up like a garbage bag on runways from coast to coast. Hey, does everybody miss me? I'm going to be bad-mouthing Beverly Hills and Bravo. I might even sign up for a reality reckoning. They'll rue the day that they let Lisa Rinna go.
No, I have to say, I actually didn't miss her this season. I don't know if you guys did. I didn't. I mean, there'll be a time when she comes back, unless she does ever participate in like reality reckoning kind of nonsense. But yeah, I didn't miss her. Like, I thought it was uneven of a season, but I don't think it would have made it better with Rinna there. The only thing I think it would have been interesting for her is once the Mauricio stuff started heating up, you know, she would have, I think, maybe helped bust it open, but she might have done it in such a ham-handed way coming off of last season that I think it would have been potentially wildly uneven and abruptly upsetting in certain ways. So anyways, Andy goes, well, Kathy, it's no secret that Mauricio started the agency, created tension between your families. And we go into more flashbacks where Mauricio is telling Kyle of like, love me, and I've been approached to create our own company. And it's so difficult for me to deal with that because that's, you know, family. And remember that Mauricio worked for Hilton and Highland under Rick Hilton, Kathy's husband. And, you know, left that company. And Andy goes, Mo even wrote in his book regarding Rick's company that if they paid me what I deserved and showed me an inkling of professional love, he would have stayed, but they didn't see that way. They didn't see it that way. Those were all quotes. And Kathy goes, well, when he left, he did call on a Thursday. And Rick said, okay. He said, when are you planning on leaving? And he said, on Friday. And he said, your family, you know, opening your own business is tough. The door is always open for you. Just don't poach on my staff or my agents. And Andy's like, and did he? Well, a few. And that put Kyle and I in kind of a funky cold Medina. And Kyle interrupts, well, you know, come on. I you know what? I don't, let me just say. And then he's like, well, put you and Mo in a bad spot, I would think. And Kathy goes, right, Andy, but let me say this. And Kyle, you do know this because, and Kyle's like, well, I don't want to get into this stuff. I really don't. And then he's like, okay, hey, are you banging, Morgan Wade right now? Okay, well, we can get into it a little bit. Just a little. No, she is saying she doesn't want to get into it. And Kathy's like, well, but Rick, come on, you know, and it is weird because, you know, everybody is interrupting each other's sentences, so we don't get, like, I feel I wish people would be quiet so we could let Kyle stammer out or actually let Kathy speak, because Kathy is the one, if you let her go, she's going to give the goods, you know? So Kyle says, well, we also had people that are under him in the Umansky group at Hilton Highland. And Kathy goes, right, yes. So he had built this group within Hilton Highland. Well, I don't want to talk about business stuff. I don't want to go back to two more things that we went through hell through. I've been through enough. We cut to Sutton's dressing trailer where she is wearing a robe and drinking OJ. And she's like, I was so scared. I was scared, you know, and the medic goes, hey, we're going to get another blood pressure real fast. And the medic's like, okay, well, it seems like you're having a lot more symptoms than I've seen at first. Andy in the studio gets a message on his phone going, hey, well, I just want to let you guys know that Sutton is, and this is where we have another kind of new scene with the Peacock version. So Andy is talking to the ladies, but we see Garcelle outside of the trailer that Sutton's in. And so, you know, Garcelle's like, I'd like to go with her. I would like to go with her. And the producer's like, okay, okay. And Garcelle's, you know, so Garcelle is now choosing to not go back to the reunion and go with Sutton. Now, I've seen some people go, well, this is an amazing friend. And then I've seen some people say, well, Garcelle chickened out. She didn't want to go back in there and face it. And I don't think that's it. I think she was legitimately being a good friend. So Andy is telling the rest of the ladies, okay, listen. They're going to take her to the hospital out of an abundance of caution. That's Andy's new buzzword this last year, an abundance of caution. And Garcelle's going to go with her to the hospital. We're all praying for Sutton, which I think this would have been a great moment to do a group prayer. Like, come on, circle around, ladies. Kyle, bring your rocks. Let's do this. So Andy goes, so I just want to grab Garcelle and Sutton's phone. And we also have Merce Cunningham's ashes here. And I was like, wait, how much of fucking Merce do we still have with us? Also, Andy, you should have just said, sorry, somebody grabbed it and then put it in the clubhouse. That's a great clubhouse artifact. And Crystal's like, yeah, I think he's there. I think they're here. So the phone and Merce's ashes are like stuffed behind Sutton's pillow and all the ladies are gasping. You know, listen, I mean, Kyle has a fucking rock farm. You don't think Sutton can bring some ashes? I think that's fair.
And Eric is like,
what? He's in the purse again?
And Andy's like, he's in the purse again. There you go. There you go.
What the fuck? Merce is in there? Ugh.
Kyle's like, I thought we set him free in Spain. And Chris was like, well, she kept a little more of him. And Kyle's like, the ashes to the reunion. Yikes. Oh, shut up. Kyle, the ashes. Oh, yikes. Give me a fuck. Yikes. Tell it to your amethyst. And Andy goes, I feel honored that Merce Cunningham was here. And Kathy was like, well, at least give her a seat. And Kyle's like, him. And Kyle is like, the whole side of the sofa is just laughing. But Crystal and Anna Marie are not laughing. And this is why I want Sutton's reaction of how she felt about watching everybody once she left. Also, you know, Merce's ashes. I wonder if that was some sort of like, you know, mystical protection of Sutton against Kathy's spells. You know, like Merce is like, I'm going to fight you, Kathy Hilton, even if I'm in dust form. Anyways, the camera's cut outside. Sutton is getting placed in a vehicle to go to the hospital. Remember at the time that there was like this rumor going around that she was airlifted out of the studio? No, it's just a fucking big old like fancy car that celebrities use. Anyways, the producer's like, okay, feel better. Love you. Bye, Garcelle. Like, I feel like this is where we're making a show, right? Like we do out of an abundance of caution, but like, this is like, can't we just equip this thing with cameras? We get some back and forth with Garcelle. We zoom them in. Like, come on. This is like a big moment, you know? Anyways, they're in the car and Sutton's like, well, I'm hot. And Garcelle's like, want to take off your jacket? No, because then I'll get cold. And Sutton's like, I don't want to die. And Garcelle's like, you're not going to die because you have more people to ruffle their feathers before you go. I thought that was a sweet scene. And obviously Sutton really was having some sort of reaction. So she did have to leave. I will just always wonder the what ifs, but always your health is of the most importance. Back inside, Andy's like, so how did the two of you come back together, Kathy and Kyle? I mean, what happened? Because we saw this season you were estranged. And Kyle says, well, our niece Whitney got married, which is Kim's daughter. And so there was a shower in Aspen for her. And she's like, I saw Kathy and the girls for the first time there. And we see a clip from 7 months earlier at Kemosabe. And Kathy saying, I'm so sorry. It wasn't your fault. It was not your fault, Kyle. And Kyle's like, get the video. And Kathy's like, it was not your fault. And they're both holding tequila bottles. It says Kathy's tequila, because this is where Lisa Rinna was like, my good friend Kyle Jenner's 818 tequila. And Kyle's like, and then they all come to my house in Aspen for like a welcome dinner party. And she looks at Kathy for approval. And Andy's like, okay. Kyle's like, and then it's just sort of like, and Kathy interrupts, it was beautiful, Andy. And then the next day, and she becomes emotional. It's silly. I'm in the hair salon and there's no music and nobody's there. And Kyle goes, oh my God, that's my sister, Kathy. And she came and sat with me and I was like, there's Kyle. And I thought it was Garcelle, but it was Kyle. Also, the story doesn't make a lot of sense. Like, it was like, there's no music in the salon. She was left by herself. I was like, was Kathy in jail and they just made her think it was like a salon or something? But Kathy goes, I was really happy and proud and like no one was there. And so I felt included and happy. I don't know how you felt included if no, I don't know. Whatever. It's Kathy. And Andy goes, that's great. Wow. That's really nice here. And, you know, hands Kathy a tissue. Kathy, on Bravo's Hot Mic podcast, shameless plug, Kyle worried that things that she said on the show could ruin your reconciliation with her. And we flash back to 2 months earlier on this podcast, hosted by Alex Basgin, the head of Evolution Media that produces Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Kyle says, I was very honest in that moment. And now that I'm stressed, what did I say in those moments? Because when I thought we were done, because I don't want to kick everything up and ruin relationships again. So that scares me. You know, I will say this isn't in Kyle's defense, but it's something, an observation about human nature. I do this. I think you guys do this. We all worry about the after effects of everything that we've done. I think it's such a skill. I don't know if it's necessarily a gift of the people that aren't consumed with that, of the doubt of wondering if you made the right decision, if you did the right thing, how will it affect some, you know, like I worry 30 steps down the road. And so I can relate to these moments, but it does show you that even no matter how much money or power or fame you have very, very real moments. But Kathy goes, she warned me. And she said, I feel so bad. We're in such a great place. And sometimes we do say things a little bit out of anger. And, you know, I'm 100 times more sensitive than you. Do you agree? And Kyle laughs. And Kyle's like, I may come across like that sometimes. But and Kathy goes, that doesn't mean you're not a sensitive person, but your vibe is strong. And Kyle's like, yours is strong, too. I don't think you realize how strong yours is.
Like, listen, my God. I mean, Kathy might be the most sensitive person, but hers comes out in a more forceful angle or anger, where Kyle actually reads as a more sensitive person because hers comes out sometimes as weakness. And Kathy goes, I really feel that you love me very much. I do love you very much. Well, I like to feel. I want to be needed.
I do need you. I need you. And you've been really there for me in an unbelievable way lately. And that means a lot to me.
And Dorit's like, oh. And Kathy's like, but I always will be. And you always have for me. And then he's like, well, seeing you back together today, how do you think your mom would feel? And Kyle's like, I think mom is here. Our mom is here. And she starts to cry. And, you know, she's like, I'm sorry. Kyle and Kathy are holding hands. But I do great. Kyle's like, I think my mom is here, and then corrects it to our mom. I think that would be great if it kicked up another fight. Kathy like, God damn you. She's my mom too. Are you kidding me? Fuck you. Do you want to, I'll do what I did to Sutton to you. Andy goes, Kyle, while it's so encouraging to see you and your sisters get back on track, the same cannot be said for all the relationships in your life. Kyle and Mauricio always seemed that they were rock solid and madly in love. But this year, the public saw cracks begin to form in their relationship, and now a marriage and Kyle's future are left hanging in the balance. Watch. And Dorit does a wince, like, ooh. And Kyle's like, thanks, Andy. And Andy's like, I'm sorry. Watch. And we see the flashback. A lot of these scenes we've already seen this season. Paris in 2013 with the lock. Then we flash forward a bunch of years to 2023, the season, the scene from earlier this season where Kyle's like, how much longer are you going to be working?
Love being, I'm working.
Well, as soon as you can wrap it up, your golf schedule, let me know. Kyle and a talking head saying, with the way my relationship is right now, I'm not happy because of the lack of time together.
Then that scene where Mauricio grabs Kyle's face and kisses her and she pulls away, like tries to like fake him out to the ride. And he's like, hey, love being.
Well, don't kiss me like that.
And Mo's like, well, I can kiss you whenever I want.
And Kyle and a talking head says, I don't want to wake up like, who are you? What are we supposed to talk about today?
We see flashing back to Porsche's birthday this season when Kyle, at the beginning of the season, remember Kyle ratted out Mauricio for having a tattoo? And Kyle's like, what is wrong with you? Come on.
Well, she meant the tattoo on me. So then I said, maybe you, I don't know.
Kyle and I talking head saying, oh, this is what people talk about when they go through a rough time. And Mauricio like, whatever. I don't want to talk about that right now. I don't want to talk about it, Kyle. And then Sutton, we have a scene of like, in tabloids, Kyle and Mo are having problems in their marriage. And Garcelle's like, okay. We see a plethora of headlines about Mauricio potentially having an affair. We see that scene with Dorit in the car going, I usually see you and Mo together. And Kyle's like,
I feel like I needed a little freedom.
And then Sutton going, well, then she got a new band, a new ring. And we see the flash side-by-side photos of Kyle's engagement ring and then Kyle's new sapphire and diamond eternity band. Dorit back in the car going, like specifically away from your husband? And Kyle staring like, zoinks. And then Sutton at the THC dinner going, well, is there something going on in your personal life that you'd like to share, Kyle? And Garcelle's like, what's with a new wedding band?
Well, this is what you're asking about?
Well, I thought it was a makeup band.
What you're saying is that my husband cheated on me.
Garcelle in a talking head goes, Kyle does not want to address the elephant in the room.
You want my husband to have cheated and bought me that band that he did not buy me?
Wow, let's not do that.
Because he didn't. I bought it myself. I work hard for the money. So hard for it, honey.
Garcelle in a talking head going, is there something going on in your marriage? And then we go to the flashback of the tattoo part. So many flashbacks in this fucking episode. Kyle, we meet Morgan, and Kyle's like, this is Morgan. And the tattoo artist's like, okay, how'd you guys meet? And
she stalked me. She stalked me. I'm Morgan Way. She stalked me on Instagram.
Kyle looking mortified and titillated at the same time. Kyle and a talking head saying, Morgan is 100% herself. I honestly was just really taken by that. And they flash pics with Morgan and cute moments and Mauricio. And in another scene going, well, I'm just glad it's you out there having an affair this time. And Kyle's like, for once it's me. And Mauricio's like, come on, what did I do, love bean? And then all of a sudden, July 3rd, 2023, breaking news, Kyle and Mauricio have officially split. We see all of the housewives' reactions. Dorit on FaceTime with PK. It's a lot more than just a difficult year. And then Kyle crying in that scene with Erica in the last episode of the season, you know, saying like,
strangers are like, you made us believe in true love.
Kyle, the only strangers that met, like, come on. Those are parasocial weirdos. Like, come on. Ugh. Anyways, Kyle in a talking head says, the marriage that I had is gone.
We flash back to Porsche's 2-year-old birthday. Kyle and a talking head, the producer asks, what is the issue that the two of you can't let go of? Kyle reminds us that something happened that made her lose her trust that she wasn't able to recover from. Kyle in that emotional scene with the daughters in the last episode saying, we're a very strong family and we always will be. Then back to studio goes, and he's like, it's tough to watch. It's tough to watch. It is. Kyle's dabbing her eyes and Dree goes, oof, oof, oofa, oofa, oof. Tough stuff. Woo. And Andy's like, at your final party last year, we saw you and Mo on camera and everything seemed good. When did things really start to change? Is there an event that stands out at the beginning of what you called your hard year? And Kyle's like, you know, like with any marriage, when there's issues that you have and they come up and you get busy, you've got kids, you know, work. My kids were little. I'm being a mommy, doing all that. And it gets put aside and then they come up again. So some of the issues never went away and they were never worked on. And then something like I said in my interview, I've been like, where did I did lose my trust. And then it's like something that he did. You know, I care about my family first. And I mean, I tried. I really did try to do what, Kyle? Obviously, though, I think she's meaning I tried to forget. I tried to make it work. This thing that bothered me, that made me lose trust. I thought it would go away. That's what I think she's meaning. I tried to forget it. I'm just assuming, but I wish she would say it. And Kyle's like, and so then when I couldn't, I want to say putting up with, you know, just became more apparent to me, things that I was putting up with, I guess. And Kyle's like, and I guess I couldn't do that anymore. And I finally just had a breaking point, but I really thought it would come back, you know? No, we don't know. We this is very nonspecific, but listen. I think if any of us have been in long-term relationships or marriages and those split up, there are these breaking moments where something happens that really, that's very hard to come back from. Like the moments that are just like, and even when you try, or if you go to like couples therapy or couples counseling, you can't get over this thing, you know, like you've lost this kind of basic trust, and it is really scary because, you know, you've gone through so many years of telling yourself that it would be okay, that it would be okay. And then something happens where you're like, oh, I don't think this would ever be okay. And it doesn't make the other person bad, but it just, you start to realize, oh, the fit isn't there. And if I'm, it's really hard. So there is a part of this that I really truly understand. But it's like a guessing game. Like we're being left to guess what these really specific things are. And, you know, that's the only thing I can relate it to is, you know, relationships past. So Kyle says, you know, I reached my breaking point. I thought I could come back and, you know, I thought it was just a temporary thing and then it wasn't. And Andy's like, well, did you want it to? Of course. I wasn't married to this man for 28 years because I was, you know, I mean, and Erica's like,
you're not faking it. That's 28 years.
Like Erica's like,
you can fake 10 years easy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it's not.
And Kyle's like, well, everybody knows I did not want to be in this position. And Andy goes, you know, look, since the beginning of this show, there were rumors about infidelity in your relationship. And I'm even thinking, wasn't that what those tabloids were that somehow appeared on your cast trip? So we flash back to a way earlier season where Brandy Glanville, Brandy making her way back to TV. I know she loves that. And Brandy's like, Kyle, there was that story about Mauricio cheating and whatnot. What's up with that? And Kyle frowns. And then on the beach, Kyle's talking to Lisa and Kyle's like, you told Brandy to pack the tabloids that had the lies about Mauricio in that. And LVP's like, no. And then we see a Mauricio scene where he's like, I'm pissed. You know, I'm fucking pissed. I don't know what you want me to tell you. I'm pissed. So back in the studio, Kyle's like, yeah. And he would say to me, you know, we can't care. We know the truth. And, you know, and of course, there's always that little voice. Well, what if this is true? People would say these things all the time. And Kathy goes, even if they are not true, look what you've gone through. And Eric is like,
100%. The damage is done. I know.
Well, there's a shadow of doubt, you know.
It's a campaign of whispers, you know, whispers around and then how it becomes ugly.
And Andy's like, did those rumors over the years cause you to chip away at your trust for him? And she's like, yeah, they did. And they made me feel insecure. You know what? People I know, when you're high profile, they're going to say you're this, you're that. They're going to make stories out of it, Kyle. And Kyle's like, they're trying to hurt you and make you feel bad. And it worked.
And it does work.
It does work.
There's also a new scene here where this was a fascinating scene where it talked about Instagram, where it talked about At first, Mauricio didn't know about like messaging on Instagram. So Kyle would read his DMs. And if somebody like there would be tons of girls trying to like flirt with him and she would just block him. She would block him. And, you know, Mauricio, he's like, well, she's like, Mauricio's probably just finding about this right now. But then Mauricio did find out about Instagram and these girls would message him and he would follow them back. He would follow them back or they said they wanted to work at the agency. And everyone's like, sure, they did. But he, you know, and she did let him know that it was a problem, but he would keep doing it or making excuses for why he would do it. And he would be liking all of their photos. And that was a problem for Kyle. I thought that was really interesting. So Andy goes, this year, it seemed like the two of you were struggling to find time together as a couple, particularly as Mauricio's professional obligations expanded. I have to say, I did not have it on my bingo card ever that Mauricio would be on Dancing with the Stars. That blew my mind. Also, can we get rid of bingo cards? Can we get rid of the phrasing of bingo cards in any, like, let's just say bingo, by the way, bingo cards aren't going to have anything on them. It's just going to have some fucking numbers, right? Let's bingo. Yeah. You shouldn't expect anything on a fucking bingo card except for numbers, period. End of story. And Dorit immediately agrees with Andy. Oh, me either. Woo. Same. And Kathy's like, that's what I thought. There's no way in hell that Kyle would have okayed that. And Kyle's like, well, the funny thing is that if our marriage was in the place it used to be, I would have never have said yes. I love that. I'm like, I would have never let him make a fool of himself like that. But I was like, okay. And Kathy goes, let me ask you something. Why, though? It's not like you would be jealous or anything. And Kyle's like, oh, that's not, I would. Like Kyle does, you know, through the, there is, it seems like jealousy was not a factor in their breakup, but Kyle did seem like there was jealousy, but also Mauricio made probably, you know, gave reasons for her to feel that way. So Andy's like, on Dancing with the Stars, Mauricio dedicated a very suggestive dance with his partner, Emma, to you. Marble Fractal on Reddit said the intimacy of the dance and the dedication to Kyle were 100% an F you to Kyle, done specifically by Mauricio to get under her skin. And Erica's like,
all of Dancing with the Stars is suggestive. I'm sorry. Look, when you're doing the waltz, your pelvises are together. The whole thing is partners. You're fucking, yeah, touching, bumping uglies. I'm Erica Jane.
And then he's like, well, how did you take it, Kyle? Did you see it? And Kyle's like, it was very hard for me to watch. Erica stares off into the distance and speaking to no one goes,
I wouldn't have cared.
We know, Erica, we know. And he goes, how did you feel seeing photos of him and Emma holding hands? We flash a Daily Mail headline where it does show him holding hands with Emma Slater following a dinner date. And Kyle's like, it did not feel good. And Andy goes, how did you take it, Dorit? Yeah, how did you take it, Dorit?
Well, I didn't like it. I'll tell you that. When I saw it, beep boop boop boop, it felt like me seeing PK holding another woman's hand.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And Annie's like, you said we're separated. We're broken up. And Kyle's like, we are separated. We're allowed to do what we want to do. Each of us. We are allowed. And Andy goes, so when you see him like partying up in Aspen with a bunch of women, I mean, how are you handling that? It's weird because we live together in the same house. So it's sort of like, what are you doing? Well, Adam from Atwater Village said, Kyle's dancing around the reason for her split. What's the real reason and why won't she just spit it out? And this is where, God, you wish Sutton and Garcelle were there. And Kyle's like, because it's nobody's fucking business. And he makes a face. So, yeah, that's, and this is also where we have a new scene. So everybody takes in Kyle's like, oh, wow, whoa. So Kyle, when you and Mauricio this season, I saw you together many times. It was very awkward and it was very clear that your dynamic was in a totally different state. When you said to him, don't kiss me like that. And we see that scene that we saw earlier from 9 months earlier, like, don't kiss me like that. Come on.
I can kiss you however I want. Love me. Come on. Hey, I can kiss you however I want. Huh?
Well, because I'll tell you why. He very much did not want anyone to know we had issues happening. And because we hadn't said anything to our daughters, like I kept thinking, well, I have 6 months or whatever till it airs. You know, we have to tell them. But we were just trying to figure things out still. In that moment, I felt like he was trying to overly prove everything was okay by kissing me. And I'm not someone who can pretend like that. So I don't want him to grab and kiss me. So I said, don't kiss me like that.
And I mean, that is a really telling little scene that I'm shocked they left out of it, because that's something that deserved to be in the actual Bravo episode and not the Peacock one, because that says, like, listen, they went into this knowing that they were on the rocks. But they also went into this knowing that they had not fully potentially opened up to their family, their daughters. So then it became this cat and mouse game. And Mauricio is sitting there trying to put on this front that Kyle, well, you know, it's so funny. You know, Kyle obviously is uncomfortable with so many things about this show. And she doesn't want to flat out lie. So her thing is to just try to ignore or throw attention elsewhere instead of having, like, that's why she's so frustrated when people ask her point blank questions about her marriage, because she doesn't want to lie. And then she's forced to lie. So I thought that was so telling. That was the best new scene for me of the whole new scenes. So Andy's like, well, you're separated, but still living under one roof. Are there conversations about someone moving out? We find out that Mauricio would be the one to move out. And there have been conversations. The kids are strong and supportive, Kyle says, but it's painful for everybody. And Kathy's like, it's very painful, even though you go through things with people. He's my family. He's my niece's father. And now looking back, I would say the last 2, maybe 3 years you've been traveling when you're not doing Housewives. You're going all over, and little by little people enjoy some success and they start to go off in different directions and you're busy like the hamster in the cage chasing your tail. No time to think about anything, Kyle. And then all of a sudden you have this devastation, but you were a little weird for 3 years. Not with me. I mean, what the fuck is Kathy talking? I mean, like Kathy will just, I mean, man, Dorit's like, oh, I think she tells a very clear, concise story. Like what, Kathy? What? And even Kyle's like, that's actually not correct timing with my marriage, to be honest. And Andy's like, well, so the separation is definitive. Do you talk about divorce or are you just taking one step at a time? And Kyle says, it's hard for us to say the word, I think. But I mean, if he's looking for a place to move out, I haven't really seen any progress. We get along well, but like friends. And Andy goes, Kathy, are you hopeful they'll get back together? And Kathy's like, I only want what she wants. I support you, Kyle, and your happiness is the most important thing. Now, the other thing, too, is that Paris Hilton this week left a comment saying, you know, after the Buying Beverly Hills trailer where it talked about Hilton Highland and the Rick relationship, Paris said, I'm, you know, like, it's getting really tiresome him talking about this family and our family and this situation in the press. Like, really, Paris Hilton came out swinging all of a sudden. You know, that's hot. So Andy goes, yeah, we were all hoping for the best, whatever course this takes. I want to turn to the person that you got everyone talking about this season, and that is your friend, Morgan Wade. There's been a big response to the two of you. What's been her reaction to seeing herself on the show?
She'd never seen the show.
Now, just a reminder, Kyle is the one that slid into Morgan Wade's DMs after she heard her song. And allegedly, Morgan Wade did not know who she was, but Morgan Wade's friends did and was like, oh, my God, a housewife is following you. A housewife. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Made her like, this is a big deal. And Kyle goes,
she didn't realize the attention it gets. And it was a lot of scrutiny for her. She was not comfortable with. It's like every single day, Page Six, Daily Mail, Ryan Bailey.
And Andy's like, well, speculating about the two of you.
Yeah.
And Andy's like, well, New York City Stephanie on Twitter said, the chemistry in Kyle and Morgan's first scene together is electric. And we flash back to that tattoo parlor and Morgan going,
you look like you'd be a little crazy, Kyle.
And Kyle's like, thanks, Morgan. Really? Thank you. I get fiery, not crazy.
And Morgan's like, hey. And Morgan's like,
my God, see, it's already happening.
And Kyle hides her face and laughs. I mean, Kyle legitimately is giddy. It is giddy. It's very cute to see. Like, no joke. It is. That's why it's like, oh man, this looks like something, because we all recognize that kind of giddiness. It's like that high school giddiness. And Andy goes, JJ said, Kyle's like a giddy schoolgirl around her. I wonder if the group, did you all think they were together? And there's dead silence. Everybody's afraid to say, you know, the truth. And then Crystal finally, you know, by the way, no, if it would be great if Merce's Ashes was like, hi, dude. They're fucking, dude. They're totally fucking. That's my Merce Cunningham voice. No, but Crystal finally speaks up and goes, I did. Thank you, Crystal. And Andy's like, you did. Yeah. And Kyle's like, from the tabloids? And Crystal's like, no, I thought it before. I was sent stuff. Kathy and I were sent stuff. Man, people are wild. People live to fuck your shit up. People live for it. Kathy's like, well, we had lunch one day. Crystal was kind of like hinting around. You didn't even say the name. You're just like Kyle's friend. And Crystal's like, well, I just thought it was way low key, but, and then Andy's like smiling and listening. And Crystal's like, well, people sent me stuff like Instagram pictures. And Kyle's like, right, that's what I'm saying. And Crystal's like, and I remember thinking they're together. And Andy goes, Dorit, what did you think?
Well, thank you for asking. On Instagram, there were a lot of pictures of you guys. Not me and you, but her, you and her. And I remember thinking, are they together?
It looks like you guys were girlfriends. And they flash all the cozy pictures. And Kyle just stares at everyone. And then he's like, Anna Marie, you said on the after show that Kyle found someone in Morgan who makes her feel loved. And they flash back to that after show, which is so funny because they usually team the housewives up with somebody else. And this one's just Anna Marie by herself. And she's like, Kyle found somebody who supports her and makes her feel loved. And Anna Marie's like, yeah, I mean, I think it's great when you have a friendship with somebody and you guys like really get each other and there are things that you can bond over. You know, I think that's really important, especially when you're going through a tough time in your life. I totally agree with Anna Marie on this. But, you know, now we have a shot of Kyle. There's no more tears like we had with Mauricio. She's like listening. Erica's eyes, by the way, gives like a like rolls like. Ugh. And Andy's like, well, Garcelle and Sutton also had some thoughts to share on the after show. And we flash back to that. And Garcelle's going, well, Kyle would drop a couple of things that she did with Morgan that I thought, wow, that is such a personal thing to do. And Sutton's like, well, like what? And Garcelle's like, well, they got their pussies waxed. Sorry. So sorry. Don't hate me. Come on. It's Friday. Garcelle goes, well, she went to the doctor with her. And Sutton's like, oh, I remember that. Yeah. And Garcelle's like, but I thought to myself, wow, that's such a personal thing to like go with someone you just met. And Andy goes, Orange Ryan said, look at these names. Orange Ryan said, I feel like Kyle has a big girl crush on Morgan, but I don't feel it's reciprocated. Randy the Savage said, this is the reason that Morgan is friends with Kyle. She likes the clout. And Kyle rolls the eyes. That's ridiculous. She's a critically acclaimed musician. And Andy's like, well, conversely, you kind of made her a household name. Like I said, she cares about making music and she'd really give up being a household name just to be able to keep making her music and not have the scrutiny. Erica rolls her eyes again. And Crystal goes, but when did you decide to do that music video? Like when? Well, why? Well, no. Well, the music video was done actually right, like, I want to say a month before that story broke about Mo and me. But obviously, once that story came out about Mo and me, well, would I make the video after that? And Andy's like, well, you had already done it. Well, we had already done it. And Andy's like, so the purpose of that music video was what? Well, you know, she was on tour at the time and then she was going to be playing at Stagecoach. And then she said, oh, I want to come do this for you to support you for the event for Loreen. But then you have to be in one of my videos. I really don't know the creative behind it until I got there. Bullshit. Kyle's been working in TV all of her life. There is no fucking way that Kyle did not know the creative, even just down to like the lingerie costume. Like you would have to get sizes. You definitely knew the creative. I'm telling, by the way, that's the weirdest part of all. Like so much work goes into music videos, even like it is storyboarded out. You have the costume. You just don't show up and like, what are we doing today, folks? No, this was like, no, she knew exactly the creative behind it. Bullshit. We flash back to the Morgan Wade video shoot. And Morgan's like,
if you look on the internet, you people are obsessed with, you see, people are obsessed with us being friends. And while we are friends, we thought it'd be kind of a good idea and kind of poke fun at that. And,
you know, this was before the Mauricio story broke, but you know, it's like, we already had our sights on Morgan and Kyle. And Kyle's like, well, if there's going to be talk, you might as well give them something to talk about. And Kyle goes, and I said to the director, I've never actually like kissed anybody on camera, let alone, and Kyle does this weird deep voice here. She's like, let alone a woman or off camera. She like lowers her voice to try to make a joke of it. So I was very nervous and anxious, but if I'm being honest with myself, I was obviously curious in order to say yes. And they show the scene in the Fall in Love with Me video of Kyle and Morgan kissing in slow-mo. Erica silently gives Kyle her nod of approval, like,
yeah, sexy.
Kyle's like, and I don't know. I mean, I don't know. And Kathy's like, don't be embarrassed.
No, I'm not. I'm saying I was obviously curious. I'm saying yes for a reason. I mean, and she's, you know what? She's hot. What can I say?
Kyle stares firm at Andy. Kathy raises her eyebrows. Erica slowly shakes her head. Andy goes, $1 million question. Is there anything going on between the two of you?
In that way? No, Kyle. Are you fucking playing canasta?
She looks up in the air. She pauses, stares back at Andy. Kyle struggling.
No.
Are you a couple?
No.
Do you have feelings for her?
I mean, I love her and she's my friend and I love her.
Andy goes, Kathy, what do you think of Morgan? You've hung out with her a bunch.
Well, I have hung out with her a bunch, Andy, and I do think she's funny. She's very bright, humble, refreshing. And then when I saw her perform, I was really blown away.
Remember Kathy? She was good buddies with Michael Jackson back in the day.
Hee hee. Oh, Miss Kathy. Hey, let's get caviar on our baked potatoes. Hoo!
Andy goes, Kyle, could you see yourself with Morgan? And Kyle looks up to the ceiling.
I don't know. Break it out in hives. Rocks, crystals everywhere.
I wanted this to be like the scene in A Few Good Men between Tom Cruise and Jack Nicholson. Like, did you order the code red? You know, stumbling, and then all, Jack Nicholson's like, you're goddamn right I did. You know, I wanted that. I've been like, you know, Andy, like, could you see yourself? I don't know. Well, I mean, could you possibly? I don't know. Well, yeah, I totally go down on Morgan. Shut the fuck up, Andrew. Like, I wanted a full admission. Anyways, Andy goes, okay, well, that's not a no. And Kyle's like, I'm evolving. I'm changing. She's like the fly, you guys. I'm clearly going through some evolution on my own. And I don't know. I don't know what my future holds right now. Wink. And Andy's like, well, maybe next year she'll be out here on this couch with us. Who knows? Oh, my God. I hope so. You never know. All right. Well, I'm going to leave it there. And this is so odd because we've got Garcelle and Sutton and Merce's remaining ashes in an ambulance on their way to the hospital. We're all praying for Sutton. I'm glad she's getting help. And I would love to just ask each of you something you're going to take away from the season. I'm going to start with you, Anna Marie. You had a rough ride. I hope you feel tonight you were able to mend some fences. A very rough ride, Andy. I think it's just important for me to remember that what is most important is happiness and health. And then he's like, yeah, okay, Crystal. And Crystal's like, that I shouldn't be afraid to speak because my voice matters. Yes. And Dorit kind of rolls her eyes at that. And Andy's like, Erica.
I'm okay. Well, like, I'm proud that I showed up for myself. It's been hard, but I feel so much better. Thank you. P.S. Fuck the victims.
And he's like, Kathy, feel good? I do. I do. I'm really happy to be here with Kyle tonight and to be able to speak. I really think that it's a wonderful that you girls, at the end of the day, do care about each other and have a sisterhood. And I really respect that. And if you fuck with my sister, Kyle, I'll fucking cut you. And then he's like, nice. Dorit, what about you? And Dorit's like, not to trust. Whoop, whoop. Let me start again, Andy. Sorry. And Andy puts the cards up his mouth to yawn in the lady's lap. And he's like, go ahead. And Dorit's like, so help me God. Then why did you ask me the question? Oh, poor Dorit, man. Dorit's like, well, I'm just by nature. If somebody's being nice and someone is, you know, makes me feel like we're friends, I believe it. And I think I have to be a little less naive. Beep, boop, 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 boop. And Erica waves her head back and forth. And Andy's like, hey, Dorit, that was about Garcelle, what you were saying, right? And Dorit's like, yep. Yeah, Dorit has no problem saying it when Garcelle isn't there. If Garcelle was there, oh, no, it's about, the burglars that followed me into Marshall's? Yeah. And he goes, Kyle, you have the last word. And Kyle's like, while I may have lost what I thought was my happily ever after, I'm strong enough and I'll have my happily ever after no matter what. And then he's like, okay, thank you. A lot of optimism ending the season, which I like, and we miss Garcelle and Sutton. I want to thank you all at home for watching. What a great season, ladies. I'm Andy Cohen. Good night. And Dorit's like, make sure you remind everybody who you are because no one really knows you. And then he's like, sorry, they put it in the teleprompter. I know, I know, I know. Boy, that would be great if that's Dorit's last line on a Housewives show ever. You know, just telling Andy, like, oh, say your name again. And he's like, well, she's gone. And then we have a postscript. Chiron comes and says, after a brief stint in the ER, Sutton is back home and making a full recovery with her dogs and Avi right by her side. And we see a picture of Avi, her dogs, and Sutton in the kitchen. And then we go to a new Chiron that says, 2 weeks after the reunion, Kyle flew to Nashville to see Morgan in concerts. Ooh. And it says there's a reality blurb headline here. And the reality blurb headline says, Kyle Richards sits front and center at Morgan Wade's concert as insider talks Morgan's alleged snub. And then it says, Kyle and Mauricio are still living separate under the same roof while he continues his search for a new home. And so that postscript is where we end it. Also, I want to bring this up really quick because I was curious. Remember, you know, what we were just talking about in terms of that snub was that there was a time when Morgan scrubbed her Instagram of pictures of Kyle, and that could have just been to make way for whatever album. A lot of musical artists do that. But Kyle, it said, had removed a lot of photos as well. And so I was DMing with Face Reality 16, amazing Instagram account that really, I think, gave a lot of information about Kyle and Morgan Wade this season. Especially that's where I saw the video at Watch What Happens Live of Morgan Wade rubbing Kyle's hip, which Kyle said on an Amazon Live. I was like, that's just a friend thing. I'm sorry, dude. That's more than a friend thing. But anyways, my thought was, wait, when did that scrubbing of the Instagram happen? I said, was that directly after this reunion? Because I had this thought in my head of like, maybe they had talked about revealing their relationship and Kyle didn't go ahead. This is complete speculation in my head, folks. So I just want to let you know that this is not based on any factual. It was just kind of something that I thought. I said, was this directly after the reunion film number 4? And she wrote, just look through my messages. And it was around January 31st. So yeah, like a week after it filmed, that happened. But they've been together since. And I was like, okay, I'm doing my recap. I was just wondering if potentially Kyle not admitting it on the reunion upset their relationship at the time. And she said, well, definitely possible. But I also think Morgan is possibly the more apprehensive one. She's from a small Bible town in Virginia, and I've been told her family is extremely religious. And I said, oh, that's interesting. She is, and I wrote, she has never been fully out one way or the other herself, Morgan Wade. And, you know, she wrote, true, her ex-girlfriend went on TikTok to talk about their relationship, and there were reels of them together that corroborated a lot of it, but it wasn't ever official. So that was something that was interesting, is that we never, you know, Morgan Wade has never fully said what her sexual preference is. And, you know, by the way, it's none of our, like Kyle says, it's none of our fucking business. But it's hard because when you're in the public eye, it does. And especially in reality, the business is the reality of your life. So I was just curious about that. Hopefully we'll find out more. I mean, I think really everybody can honestly say, we just want Kyle to be happy. Like, I really honestly, at this point, there would be no shock. Hope she's happy. But I also want her to feel comfortable enough to live an authentic life on screen and off screen. So that's it, folks. Remember to go over to part 2 of this episode to hear Kirby Johnson and also my recap of the Vanderpump Rules midseason trailer and the Valley trailer. It's a really fun episode to take you through the weekend. And really, you know, it's Friday. So eat something good, drink something great, hang out with people that you love. Tell people that you love them. Honestly, I need to do that more myself. You know, read something, watch a narrative story, not just reality TV. Go exercise if that's something that floats your boat. Just lay there by yourself, stare at the wall, whatever. And then meet me back here on Monday for an all-new pop culture roundup with the one, the only, Sophie Ross. Thank you for support. Thank you for all of your support. Please tell your friends about me. Please get your people into this show. Let's keep growing this if we can. And yeah, let me know if I can do anything for you guys. Bye. So Bad It's Good is a Betches Media production. The show is hosted and produced by me, Ryan Bailey, with Meditza Lopez and Sandra Fryer. Additional support provided by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Rebecca Steinberg. Guest booking by Ali Friedlander. Video promotion by Laura Valencia. Be sure to send us your emails at sobaditsgoodwithryanbailey@gmail.com and follow the show at sobaditsgoodwithryanbailey on Instagram. And for additional craziness, go to patreon.com/sobaditsgood. Stay bad, baddies. Betches.